Andrew Atkins is joining us now. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Hey, good morning.
It's been a little bit of time off. Pretty tricky time for you, I'm sure, over the Christmas break. How's the health holding up?
Yeah, it's holding up well. Yeah, it was a little bit of a break. Not an ideal break, but I took the time off and got better and rested up, so ready to go again.
Okay, so all that's behind you. The doctors are happy. You're happy.
Yeah, exactly right. All the doctors happy. I'm happy, like you said. So all systems go and back fit and ready to go.
You start off with Harms in the highway. Honest type of horse. He's got a little bit of soft track form as well.
He does. Obviously, he's been very competitive in his last two runs, and he's always up to the mark. He didn't have a lot of luck last start. And look, he was getting nice and strong for the line, and that's what I liked about him. So after not having that luck, he showed a turn of foot at the end of the race. So like you said, he's got that little bit of soft form on his side, which is a big plus as well.
It'd be nice to be back on your first day, well, your first week back with Lundberg, back on one of your favourite horses. He's it sets up better for him today.
Yeah, it does. Obviously, with a nice barrier, he gets a chance to be in a nice spot. I haven't really spoke to Ron about him too much just yet, but, you know, he's going to be in the first four somewhere, I'm tipping, from that nice barrier. Look, I think the 1400 is going to suit him a lot better than 1300, getting deeper into his preparation now. So, look, he's feeling well and he's been really well at home and stuff like that. So I'm very confident with him today.
I think he won at Canterbury on a wet track one day, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He won first up this preparation with a heavy eight at Canterbury. So, you know, he's got that little bit of wet track form on his side as well.
He's an interesting horse, this horse in the last, Al Merton. Sold for a lot of money after he won a couple of two-year-old races, and I think you might have won one on him. You know he's got talent. If he can reproduce that early form, he could shock here.
Yeah, exactly right. I actually won the Todman on him last year. So, look, he's a nice horse. He's obviously just been out of form a little bit of late, but his trial the other day was quite nice, buying some nice horses. So hopefully he can turn that form around and do something today. And like I said, coming off a nice enough trial, so I can't see why he can't. From a nice barrier too.
All right, well it's good to have you back, and hopefully you can ride a winner.
Yeah, hopefully it's good, great to be back. It's good to get the back of the swing of things, and lucky to have some nice rides today. So. Hopefully, get a winner.
So you can still ride light, can't you?
Yeah, I can, which is a big plus. After having a few weeks off, you know, I can still come back and be really light. So that's a big plus in my book, anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Good luck, Andrew.
Thanks very much.
Good on, Andrew. Thank you. Andrew Atkins joining us there. And, Duff, for those who mightn't have caught the news about his condition, it was called pericarditis. It was a swelling around the heart. I'm thinking the sac around the heart. So... pretty serious sort of condition, I guess, but, you know, glad to see he's back in firing on all cylinders again.
Yeah, for sure. Now we wish him all the best now he's back.